Good morning, everyone. Morning. Welcome to our service this morning. You might see it's a little bit different than normal. This is because we have Generate with us today. I know, yes, good. We could do a bit of cheering and clapping. Has everyone got their stuff? Okay. Are you in the right order?
Who's number three?
Me.
He's number four.
Open up your sheets. In our calendar, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's the 6th today, isn't it? Good. Got it right. Hold them up to the front. Let's see if we're in the right order. In the beginning was the Word.
That's right, isn't it?
Wonderful round of applause. And you also, what else did you get?
Chocolate.
Oh, a chocolate coin.
Oh, yeah,
do round of applause again as they sit down. Do take your seats. Oh, you can keep those. In the beginning was the Word. Does anyone know the rest of that? It's good to have Generate here, isn't it? Wonderful. Okay. In a moment, we're going to light our Advent candle because we're on our second week. But just to carry on, we've got, please do take these, put them up in your windows, give them out to friends, invite people to the carol service, which is next week in the evening, starting at 5:30. If you're able to bring mince pies or Christmas snacks for after the service, do bring them to the morning service or before the evening service and put them in the kitchen so we can share them with people. I'd like to hand over, finally, to Generate. Thank you.
Yeah, good morning. Generate, of course, is quite very closely linked to Cotton Baptist Church with David and Julia, but also to introduce Petal, who many of you will know Petal from Holiday Club, and Caroline. And Caroline's certainly been to this church before, but many people, about over 70 people, volunteer for Generate in one way, shape or form during the year. It's really good to be here this morning, share something of what we do and also kind of what we believe and why we do what we do this morning. So we'll say a little bit more about that through the service and as it goes on. I hope you have a good time, but hopefully it makes you think as well.
We're here to celebrate Christmas, aren't we? Who likes Christmas? I know I do. And Jesus was brought into the world as a saviour. He is called Emmanuel. God is with us. And he's here with us today to bring joy, to bring peace, to bring that life. He is the joy of the world. He is the light of the world. And we're here to just focus our gaze upon him this morning. I don't know what sort of weeks you've had, whether it's been good or bad. But we bring joy through Generate this morning. And we just pray that you'll have joy by the time the service finishes. I'm reading from Psalm 126. And it says, our mouths were filled with laughter, filled with joy, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. And he has done great things among us, hasn't he? So let's stand and sing our opening song, Joy to the World, for the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King.
Joe, Lucy, are you ready? Yay!
Woo! Hi! Where's Joe? Anyone seen Joe? Oh, let's call for him. 1, 2, 3, Joe!
Oh, hi, Lucy. Hi, everyone. Guess what?
What?
It's nearly Christmas. Yay!
Oh, I love Christmas.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Can you tell? It's going to be the best Christmas ever. Or at least I hope so. I've made my list and it's really long.
Really long?
No, really, really long. What do you want for Christmas, Lucy? It's so exciting.
Well, I don't really know.
You don't know?
Well, what do you want for Christmas, Joe?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. Well, I want a One Direction CD.
One Direction CD?
A mountain bike, DVDs, I want a Wii.
You can't go now, Joe. We're in the middle of a sketch.
No, not that kind of Wii. Wii, you know, computer game, Wii.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant...
I want an iPod, Skeletrix, football boots, Lego, football shirt.
Oh, Joe, that's rather a lot.
Well, I haven't finished yet. Hang on, there's some of those things I hope to get, and they'll make me really happy. And I'm going to get a remote control car.
But, Joe, you had one of those last year.
Yeah.
And did it make you happy?
Yeah, for a week. And then the wheels fell off and the batteries ran out and I got bored. But this one's going to be bigger and faster.
Oh, won't you just get bored again?
That's not the point, Lucy. The point is, I want loads of toys. Look, here's my favourite book. The Argos catalogue. It's got loads of toys in it.
Joe, I've got a favourite book too.
Oh, what's that?
It's the Bible.
Oh, has the Bible got toys in it?
Well, no, but...
Well, what's it got to do with Christmas then?
Well, the Bible's got loads of stories in it. And best of all, it tells you what happened that first Christmas. The greatest gift of all.
Wow! The greatest gift of all? That sounds awesome. Can I borrow it? I want to find out about this gift.
Yes, of course you can. Let's go and read it together. Okay?
Oh, great.
Okay, bye then.
Yeah, let's go. Bye.
Let's give Joe and Lucy a round of applause. And we can give them a seal of approval. Oh, Jude. Well done, but no oh. Try that again, Jude. Oh. Very good, Jude. Okay, excellent. David talked about that actually sometimes amongst Christmas, in fact, quite a lot amongst Christmas, even for those of us who go to church, we have to search really hard in our own lives to find what that real meaning is. Jesus, that actually he's central to not just Christmas, but every single day. And actually, I think the truth is, if we're all honest, that we get caught up in so much that isn't about Jesus. But there's a special gift that is offered to us, not just a baby, but there's a special gift that is offered to us. Maybe you can see yourself in the next sketch or mime that we've got. Thank you for joining in and bearing with us and being patient, amongst other things. Thank you.